If you were here for our Ash Wednesday masses, you know that we reflected on the words from the Old Testament prophet of Joel. Even now, says the Lord, return to me with your whole heart. No matter what you've done, no matter where you've been or where you are now, it is never too late to come back to the Lord. This Lent, Jesus says, even now, return to me with your whole heart. Come back to me with all of your heart. Don't let fear keep us apart. We honestly admitted that sometimes it's my fears that keep me from coming back to Jesus. Sometimes it's my pride and my arrogance that keep me from coming back to Jesus. Sometimes it's just my plain old laziness and lukewarmness that keep me from coming back to Jesus. These are all desires within me that prevent me from coming to Jesus. But there is a real force from without trying to prevent me from coming back to Jesus with all my heart. And that outside force is Satan. We have to acknowledge that Satan is real. And he's trying to get us not to return to the Lord with all of our hearts. You probably have heard of St. Ignatius of Loyola. He's the founder of the Jesuit order in the 1500s. And he wrote a classic in the spiritual life. It's called The Spiritual Exercises. And in this book, The Spiritual Exercises, he has a section in there on discernment of spirits. And there are some very important things he has to teach us about these temptations from without, from the enemy. And I'd just like to share three of those with you, three real simple ones that they've really helped me in my spiritual life. The first one is St. Ignatius says that the devil is like the commander of an army who will explore all the fortifications and defenses of his opponent and will attack at the weakest point. This is what he says. The enemy of our human nature investigates from every side all of our virtues, theological, cardinal, and moral. Where he finds the defenses of eternal salvation weakest and most deficient, there he attacks and tries to take us by storm. Think of that. The devil attacks Jesus at his weakest point. He does this twice in the desert and in the Garden of Gethsemane. Those are the weakest points of the humanity of Jesus. Think about it. He's been fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. He's had absolutely nothing to eat. He's extremely hungry. And that's when the devil pounces. That's very true in my life. I know when I don't get enough sleep, I know that when I'm not eating right, when I'm at my weak moments, that's when the devil strikes. The devil knows my weakest moments. The devil notices how I really, really enjoy that delicious chocolate cake with the caramel frosting running down the side and the nuts on top. Oh, and the cream in the middle. Oh, my goodness. And that delicious pumpkin pie. The devil notices this in me, right? He notices in me how I'm prone to look at things on the internet, right? He notices that I snap and get angry very quickly. He watches all of this. He notices that I just like to collect the newest shoes and the newest clothes and the newest gadgets. He knows what my Achilles heel is. And so Lent is a very important time for us to strengthen our Achilles heel with prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. With prayer, fasting, and almsgiving to go to that weak point in our defense and to strengthen us at the weakest point. St. Ignatius, the second point, St. Ignatius says that Satan likes to keep things hidden and in the dark. This is what St. Ignatius says. When the enemy of our human nature tempts a just soul with his wiles and seductions, he earnestly desires that they be received secretly and kept in secret. But if one manifests them to a confessor or to some other spiritual person who understands the enemy's deceits and malicious designs, the evil one is very much vexed, for he knows that he cannot succeed in his evil undertaking once his evident deceits have been revealed. Notice again how the devil tempts Jesus when he's alone, when there's nobody else around. There's no other human being to support him. There's nobody out there in the desert, and the devil pounces in secret. Think about it. Most of us don't sin in broad daylight. It happens at night, in the dark, behind closed doors. And furthermore, once I've sinned, I don't like to tell anybody my sins. I like to keep it silent and hidden in the dark. I don't want to talk about the past. I don't want to tell anybody the terrible things I've done. And the enemy, St. Ignatius says, just goes, this is great. He really likes this type of thinking. But St. Ignatius says, but to reveal that sin to a confessor or to a spiritual director, oh, he says, that makes the devil really, really mad. And that's why he tries to get us not to go to confession. Because going to confession is like stomping on the head of the snake, of the devil. It's the greatest defeat to the enemy. And so we need to confess what we've done wrong. Talk about it with your spiritual director. Talk about it with a counselor. Whatever you're struggling with, talk about it with somebody. Bring it to the light. Because St. Ignatius says the devil knows he cannot succeed once his evil deceits have been revealed and brought to the light. The third thing I wanted to share with you from St. Ignatius is that he says that the enemy is a weakling before a show of strength. Interesting. This is what St. Ignatius says. The enemy becomes weak, loses courage, and turns to flight with his seductions as soon as one leading a spiritual life faces his temptations boldly and does exactly the opposite of what he suggests. However, if one begins to be afraid and lose courage in temptation, no wild animal on earth can be more fierce than the enemy of our human nature. And the Lord once again shows us how to be courageous in temptation. Our Lord says no and does the opposite of what the devil suggests. The devil says, change these stones into bread. And Jesus very calmly but courageously says, no, man doesn't live by bread alone. And the devil says, throw yourself down from the top of the temple, for God will save you. And Jesus calmly but courageously says, no, you shall not put your Lord thy God to the test. And the devil says, look at all the kingdoms of the world. All of these shall be yours if the price is right, if you fall down and worship me. And Jesus calmly, courageously says, no, I worship God alone. Our Lord faces his temptations boldly and with courage. He says, be gone, Satan. Sometimes I don't always do that. Sometimes I don't face my temptations boldly with courage. I'm afraid. I lose courage in temptation. But we have the grace of the Holy Spirit, the gift of fortitude to fortify us, to face our temptations squarely, head on, boldly, like Jesus. So you see, St. Ignatius really gives us some real helpful points as we begin our Lenten season. He first says, find out what your Achilles heel is. Where are your weak points this Lenten season? Let's fortify those weak points against the enemy with prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Then he says, with your weaknesses and sins, he says, bring them to the light. Confess them. And that is a great defeat to the enemy, when we acknowledge our sins. And then we pray for courage. We pray for fortitude. For the devil is a weakling before a show of strength. As St. James says, resist the devil and he will take flight.